What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. This week's episode, I'm doing a review for one of the latest albums from Big D's and Mike Martinez, producer, rapper as well. Mike Martinez with their joint collab project, Meta World D's. Now, unfamiliar with Big D's, shout out to him for being a Boston native, so I'll give him that props, and then of course other props that I will give him throughout this review. But Mike Martinez is no stranger to this podcast. This year actually was the first year that I got acquainted to Mike Martinez with, you know, one half of Jesus Martinez, for those who don't know or that name may sound familiar. It's because I've reviewed their album that dropped earlier on this year as well. Back to the Basics, if you want to know my thoughts on that album, go ahead and listen to that review. But I will say that I became a fan of Mike Martinez, or Jesus Martinez in general, but Mike Martinez because of his contribution on the album Back to the Basics. So I figured, you know what, let me check out more projects from him once I saw that he announced that this album dropped. And as well, like I said, they dropped, they being Mike Martinez and Big D's, they have another album out as well that is pretty much, you know, centered around Ron Artest. But nah, they have another album that dropped the same day they dropped this one as well. This is only going to be a review for this album. I will initially get into that album and review that at a later date this year. Fingers crossed, of course, because there's a list, and y'all know me about my list. When I create these lists, I have, you know, a set list. I don't like to skip lines or whatever the case is. Had this been like a double album, or at least it probably was, but I, from the way I listened to it on the music app that I listened to, not giving them a shout out until they sponsor, but you know, it didn't show as a double album. It showed them as two separate albums. So if it was a double album, I only listened to, I guess, the first part, or with the second part, or just half of the album. I will listen to that other half if it is a double album. Nonetheless, I will get to that as well. So for those who are like, what about, you know, I believe it's called Dawn Artest or something like that, that album. Again, I'll get to that when I get to that. But this is for the Meta World D's album here. So getting right into the review, my introduction to Big D's, like I said, had no idea that he was from Boston until I listened to this album here. I'm not gonna act like I am. I'm only privy to Boston artists that I've either worked with in the past or that I grew up listening to, such as, you know, Guru from Gangstar and stuff. Rest in peace to him, of course. And various famous, I guess, Boston natives like New Edition and all that stuff. But, you know, being from the hometown itself, it's great that there are folks out here doing the damn thing. I will say Big D's, I do like, he can rap. He definitely has clever bars. And this is not someone that doesn't know how to rap at all, but I still do feel as though that this album could have been a lot better if better decisions were made on the rapping end as well. For one example, I didn't necessarily like the hooks that Big D's decided that he wanted to do. And yeah, as good of a rapper he is, it's like one of those situations where I'm like, you could have had, and there were other instances where he just simply did not do a hook. You know, the production was, you know, set the way Mike Martinez is doing a production on this entire album, by the way. He's not doing the rapping like he does or he did on the Jesus Martinez album that I reviewed a couple months ago. So again, check that out. That goes with another decision that I wish was made on here. I'm not going to tell these guys what to do or whatever, right? I do wish Mike Martinez did a bit of rapping on here, or at least if Mike may have done the hooks while Deez was doing the rapping. I think maybe, I don't know for a fact, but I think maybe because I've heard Mike rap before and I like his rapping, I've heard Mike do hooks before and I pretty much was okay with that as well. And of course, I'm fine with his production. I think maybe that would have served the songs better than it would have the way that they decided to do it, meaning letting Deez do the hook. It's that was one of the, or some of the decisions that was made as far as the rapping goes that I felt that honestly was not a good decision and just didn't necessarily add to the enjoyment, or took away from the enjoyment, of this album. You know, I have it here in my notes as well. This is an album that fell into the lyrical rap trap, and I've mentioned this before on this podcast, and I'll mention it here again for either those who don't know what I mean by that, or those who, may have forgotten, whatever the case is. The lyrical rap trap is basically when you have an artist who is so talented at being a lyricist, they tend to start just saying things, and these words have no meaning other than they just rhyme. They just start saying words simply because they rhyme. It's simply because it might sound funny to have these words together, or, you know, there's a chuckle here and there. And Big D's is very charismatic. I will say that was a plus as well. But again, you know, say something. You know, say something else worth listening to, you know. If joke rap, and that's not his thing, it's like joke rap is not his thing, or at least it's not 100% of what he's trying to do. I get that feeling that he's not one of these rap artists rap artists who is just out here making joke raps because he's like, I'm not taking this seriously. I'm just going to get in this booth and I'm going to just say the silliest shit I can think of. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have more leeway for artists who do that when they make it clear that's exactly what they're doing. I don't get the feeling that's what Big D's is doing. I feel that he very much takes himself seriously as an artist. He mentioned it numerous times on here how much he thinks he's better than, you know, a lot of artists or rap artists out here. And he is pretty dope. And, you know, I like the confidence, and I do believe that he has every right to feel, you know, even if I didn't think he was good, I still feel as though he had the right to feel that way. But the fact that he can rap, the fact that he is actually dope, just solidifies that confidence that he has. But again, it's not perfect decision making as far as the rapping goes. And not to say that, you know, production on this thing was like A-OK perfect, but the production did, you know, along with Big D's as well, but the production was not necessarily something that I took too much of an issue of, to be honest with you. There are certain songs that were, in my opinion, better produced than other songs. But that's every album. You know what I'm saying? That's every album that I listen to, whether it was produced by Mike Martinez or someone else. You know, there are going to be just certain songs that I'm like, I like the production on this song better than I do this other song. You know, what I want to get progressively better when I listen to any album, especially a rap album, if we're talking about rap, is I want the rapping to progressively get better, or at least if it's not going to, it's going to stay at a point to where it's satisfactory to listen to all throughout the album. And the same goes for the production. And I feel as though that there were moments to where on this album where, and I have various, I have favorite tracks, and you will hear that at the end, of course. But there were moments on this album where I was like, I wish this album did more of this rather than the rest of the stuff that I really honestly did not like. For example, one of the examples where I'm like, you know what, I really wish that more of this was done on this album was on the song Pay Me. Big D's is going off on that track. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I love the flow. I love the flow on this song. Shout out to Mike Martinez for his production on this. One of my favorite produced tracks on this album here. But this is one example of the, on the song Pay Me, is an example of one of my favorite flows, of one of the best flows on this album from Big D's. And again, it's like, man, am I going to get after this track? I'm like, please give me more of this. It wasn't really that much more of just a good flow. And it didn't have to be the same exact flow he did on the song Pay Me, but at least like a flow, like I said, that was pleasant to listen to. And again, even on the song Pay Me, that was probably the only song on this album, to be honest with you, where Big D's did a hook and I didn't find the hook to be obnoxiously annoying, to be honest with you. Like, that was probably the only example of that, you know? But I would say the best example of his flow, like the, my all-time favorite flow on this album, would have to be on the song Whale Watching. Absolutely killed it. Absolutely killed it from beginning to end. I love the menacing feel. I love just the, like the grime, the, I guess the griminess, if that's even a word. But like I said, I love the menacing feel. I love the flow. Again, he displayed his cleverness as well on this song here. This song, Well Watching, is probably the perfect example of what I want more from a Big D's album, or just Big D's music in general. Is just, yes, yes, keep that, keep, you don't keep your personality, don't, you know, stunt your growth or whatever the case is. You know, there are some folks that they want rappers to not be jokey or whatever the case, or whatever, you know, folks got their preferences, of course. But keep your personality, keep rapping well, obviously keep working with Mike Martinez, but also just the other stuff. I feel as though, and this is coming to mind now, it's like, it's okay to say there's certain areas where I excel in and certain areas where I don't. And I think the areas where he doesn't excel in, it's okay to reach out to somebody else and say, hey, I'm gonna need you to do this for me because I'm stronger in this area. And again, Mike Martinez would have been the perfect, or, you know, example, or at least in a good example of reaching out to someone and saying, hey, I can do this because, hey, can you do this for me? Because this is not necessarily an area, or just simply not saying anything, letting the beat ride out. You know what I'm saying? That's still Mike Martinez doing his thing, letting the beat ride out before you continue again and start ripping it before the end of the song. You know what I'm saying? Or for the entirety of the song. So Well Watching is the perfect example. If this album was flow-wise like Well Watching, I think I'd love this album. I honestly would love this album because that's how much I love the track Well Watching. But all in all, as far as just my overall thoughts about this album, I have it here in my notes. This is a good example of good rapping not being enough to make an album good to listen to, or, you know, a pleasant listen from beginning to end, or just whatever the case is. Now, I won't say this is a terrible album. You know, this is not a terrible album, but right after I wrote that note, I have here, unfortunately, it was too little too late. when it came to the rapping, the good rapping decisions from Big D's. Because toward the end of the album, like last few tracks, like I said, I feel as though was the best rapping on this album, just best rapping, best decision making. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Somebody was on some intercom or whatever. I don't know. We're going to ride out. I got the window open, by the way, as I'm recording this. I don't know. Hopefully, y'all don't hear the other voices or whatever. But I'm not going to re-record anything. But as I was stating before, toward the end of this album, I feel as though was when Big D's actually made some of the best decisions as an artist to wrap up this album. And unfortunately, like I said, it was too little too late. Because it was like, had this been done more often on this album, I would have given it a higher rating, you know? So, with that being said, I do have to give this a 5 out of 10. I'm getting so tired of that number, but I gotta keep it real. Anyways, we're gonna get into a commercial break, and then we'll get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. So, I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast, just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, we are back with my favorite tracks, and I have 4. So continuing on with my new tradition, I rank my favorite tracks from, I guess, least favorite. I hate saying that word, least favorite, but I can't think of anything else to say. So least favorite from most favorite, but they're all my favorite tracks. And I'm going to keep saying that disclaimer because I hate saying the word least favorite. But anyways, all that personal stuff aside, at the number 4 spot for my, 4th favorite track on this album, or number 4 ranked favorite track, is K-A-A-T-N, Kicking Ass and Taking Names. So this was one of the first displays of clever bars, clever rhyming, dope rhyming as well on this album. And once I listened to this song, it was definitely one of the joints that's on here that I was like, okay, like I can get with Big D's, you know? Like this is, like, he's showing, again, charismatic, showing that he can be clever and that he can rap as well. Because you can be funny and still not know how to rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, it's these things, having that type of clever mind as well as this ability to use the words that you use and have the flow and everything, of course. I think that's pretty dope, and he displayed that very well on Kicking Ass and Taking Names. All right, that's number 4. Number 3, we have Enchiladas. Enchiladas is a dope track. It's, again, another one. A number of these songs is where Big D's was really very charismatic, and this one was no different here. But again, it wasn't just him showing the charisma and having clever bars, but dope flow. And this is what I meant, or at least this was one of the songs that I meant on this album, where I feel as though it was a good decision for him to not necessarily have. Now, granted, the hook was in Spanish, and I don't know if he knows Spanish, so therefore he may have decided, let me not even try to do the hook because I don't even know how to say this. You know what I'm saying? But again, good decision making as far as just doing your thing, doing what is that you're doing what you excel at, doing something that one of your strong suits, and then letting Mike Martinez figure out the rest. And you know, the production on here is pretty dope as well. So shout out to Mike for his contribution to not just this album, but this song as well, of course, it being on the album. So that was the number three. Number two, as I've stated in the bass review, Pay Me. Now, Pay Me, as much as I love the song, like I said, all the things that I liked about it was, again, the dope flow. One of the best examples of the flow that I wish was more prevalent on this album. And it's a dope song in general. And yes, once again, his cleverness. So, you know, if you're really into like clever rhyming and a charismatic artist, you know, because there's a lot of dullards out there as far as personalities goes when it comes to rapping. But Big D's is definitely not that. So if you like a very charismatic rapper, give this album a chance. Give Big D's a chance. But anyways, the number one song, and again, I talked about this during the bass review as well, is Whale Watching. Whale Watching is the best example of, like I said, what I feel as though had more of what he did on Whale Watching was on this album. I pretty much probably would love this album. You know, I love the good mixture of clever rhyming, dope rhyming, flows, and just the production as well. It was like the perfect combination of all four together. And yeah, no decisions that I thought was iffy or wrong or icky or whatever the case is. Like, perfect decision making from you know, since we're going on a basketball theme, this is about being mid-roll piece or Ron Artest. It's like perfect decision making on defense or on offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, you're shooting 5 for 5 because from the 3-point line, because you taking like dope shots. Like, you're not just hoisting up shots just cause, you know, you doing it with the, and you got a high shooting percentage because you're actually taking dope shots and you're making them, you know, perfect decision making. You know, and I think that Whale Watching was that. It was like one of, you know, just pick whatever, wherever on a basketball court. It could be a perfect dunk, a perfect alley hoop, a perfect 3-point line, whatever the case is, right? Just pick, you know, anywhere on a court. Whale Watching was like the perfect shot. That was, or the perfect dunk, or the perfect pass, or the perfect block, or the perfect steal. Like, it was just that. Whale Watching, you know what I'm saying? I could go on and on and on about how much I love this song and how much I wish what Big D's did on this song he did more often on this album, but I'm not going to. Anyways, that is the end. That was my number one song, favorite song on this album, and that is the end of this review here. Again, if you've listened to this album, I would love to know your thoughts. You can do so by sending in a voice message. Hit the link in the description box below that will show you how to do all of that. Or you can hit me up on IG and, you know, leave a comment there, leave a message there as well. If you haven't listened to this album, I encourage you to listen to it and, of course, make your own mind up. And let me know what you think about it. Check out the other links in the description box below and ways you can support the podcast, both financially and non-financially as well. Financially, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and then there's also like a separate donation link. But a simple sharing, a simple rating, a simple subscribing of the podcast as well. These things help out and they are just as appreciative as you just deciding to donate money to me as well. I want to give a big, big thank you and shout out to all the listeners on Good Pods who've been rating and commenting about the podcast. I just noticed the, I was saying this on my other podcast I do, the Earnest Thoughts podcast, I don't necessarily pay attention to the feedback or the numbers, as I put it, but there are times where I am privy to what is being said, or just, you know, what are certain ratings. And last week, I found myself looking into the numbers on the Good Pods Avenue, and yeah, a bunch of y'all had some great things to say about this podcast that made me smile. So I appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully y'all continue to support listening wherever, Good Pods, Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast, and wherever, again, wherever you can rate, comment, share your thoughts, I would love to know. And again, you can always just hit me up on IG as well, the official Instagram account for the My Two Cents podcast. Let me know. But yeah, appreciate the listening and all the love and everything. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.